Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons. I am your host, Carrie Ann Cormier, and as always, I'm so happy to be able to share this time with you today. I'm a true lover and embracer of life, mother of two beautiful babes, Jatina, my 10-year-old diva, Orlando, my 5-year-old crystal baby, married to a wonderful man, Sebastian, and I have lived through many heart-wrenching lessons and many thought-provoking lessons. Life Lessons is all about sharing stories and insights on the different lessons in life that we are all so blessed to learn. Each episode, as I mentioned last week, will have a different topic, and we'll be inviting guests on the show from all over North America to chat about their stories and life lessons. My goal for this show is to share with you tools that I have and others have in their life toolbox that you can then make your own and use them in your life. So here we are on our second show. And because this show mirrors so much of my own life experiences, I thought that the topic we should touch on today should reflect some of my experiences over the last little bit. Life is a game of give and take. You win some, you lose some. But I think a valuable lesson that it seems some of us have lost sight of is perseverance. Now, I believe perseverance can mean many different things to many different people. But overall, there is an overlapping of what we all believe it to be. My goal today is to share what I believe about perseverance and how it affects your decision-making processes in life and in business. I also want to share with you some insights from some other sources as well. So what does it mean, perseverance? Well, according to freedictionary.com, I love looking up things in the dictionary, perseverance means steady persistence in adhering to a course of action, a belief, or a purpose. Steadfastness. I also believe it means commitment to getting the job done. Hard work, patience, endurance. Perseverance is being able to bear difficulties calmly and without complaint. And it's trying again and again and again. I think a great example of this is a toddler. As I mentioned earlier, I have a 5-year-old little boy and a 11-year-old little girl. So, you know, when kids are each 9 months to 1 year old, they're brought into this world so dependent on others. They can't walk, talk, roll, they cannot feed themselves, and they cannot dress themselves. They're completely dependent on another human being for a short time. But even though they are dependent for those few short years, they have a yearning to be dependent. They try to sit up, and boom, they fall back down. They cry, they brush themselves off, we dry their tears, and then they try it all over again. That, my friend, is perseverance. Perseverance doesn't mean we don't fall. It doesn't mean we are perfect at everything we do. It doesn't mean we don't cry once in a while because we failed at something. Perseverance is going against all odds. Knowing that the chances of success and failure are quite equal, but doing it anyway. Remember, failure is the path of least persistence. Basically, there are no failures in life, just life lessons and wrong turns. The only failure is to not persevere. To not try, then you fail. Napoleon Bonaparte said, "Victory belongs to the most persevering." Sure, you may try to do something and not be great at it. Heck, you may not even be good at it. But if you try and fail, you will learn something along the way. Make connections, have experiences that will better enable you to handle future situations. There's a quote that says, "On the mountains of truth, you can never climb in vain. Either you will reach a point higher up today, or you will be training your powers so that you will be able to climb higher tomorrow. And if you choose to go back and try again, you won't try it the same way. You would have learned a few tricks, and you may try it differently. You know what they say, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. We live in a society where people are at times afraid to fail. Oh, what will they think? People will judge me. I don't want to look like an idiot. Or maybe you just don't want to fail yourself. The only way to fail is to not try. Take Terry Fox, for example. On March 9, 1977, Terry Fox discovered he had a malignant tumor in his right leg. His leg was amputated 6 inches above the knee. The night before his amputation, he reads about an amputee runner and dreams of running. In February of 1979, only 2 years after his surgery and amputation, Terry begins training for his Marathon of Hope, a cross Canada run to raise money for cancer research and awareness. During his training, he runs over 5,000 kilometers. In 1979, later in the fall, October, Terry writes to the Canadian Cancer Society to support his run. He says, "I'm not a dreamer, and I'm not saying this will initiate any kind of definitive answer or cure to cancer, but I believe in miracles. I have to." In 1980, after 140 days and over 5,000 kilometers, Terry stops running outside of Ontario. His primary cancer spread to his lungs. Before returning to BC for treatment, he said, "I'm going to do my very best. I'll fight. I promise I won't give up." Now that's perseverance. Against all odds, against what the rest of society would have expected him to do, he kept going. He had a goal. And despite the pain, despite the sickness, he kept trying. On February 1st, 1981, Terry's hope of raising $1 from every Canadian to fight cancer is realized. The national population reaches 24.1 million, and the Terry Fox Marathon of Hope Fund raises 24.17 million. Sadly, on June 28, 1981, after treatment with chemotherapy, Terry Fox dies 1 month short of his 23rd birthday. What Terry did was amazing. He changed the way people look at someone with an amputation. He created a legacy. The Terry Fox Run, the Terry Fox Organization, and all of the things that are combined with those two groups, they continue year after year, long after he's passed. So what is holding you back from persevering through to your dream, to your fullest potential? Maybe you want to learn to play a new instrument, but are afraid you won't be able to learn. Maybe you think you're too old to learn a new instrument. Or maybe you have a huge exam coming up, but you just cannot find the time to study. I'm asking you to just try a wee little bit at a time. And bit by bit, little by little, you, my friend, will get there. I think sometimes we try to look at the big picture, the whole pie, if you will. But think of it like this. A pie is normally served in 8 pieces. Chunk it down. Look at the picture in pieces. If you do this, you get that. If you study today, you'll know more tomorrow. If you study tomorrow, you'll know even more the following day. There are a huge amount of people from our history that have done incredible things despite their disabilities or challenges. Beethoven, he was deaf. Ray Charles, the musician, was blind. And Woodrow Wilson, who's a past president, had a learning problem. But perseverance doesn't only apply to those with disabilities. Think of Martin Luther King Jr. He worked very hard to lead the civil rights movement in the 1960s. He withstood prejudice, resistance to change, and racism. And against all odds, he led the movement. Over the past 3 years, I've persevered through the trying economic situation with my business, Naturally for Life, which was a retail store and wellness center. I recently had to make the heart-wrenching decision to close my company. The company just wasn't viable anymore. But I fought a good fight. I put my heart and soul into my company, and for a while it was working. But sometimes even your best efforts don't work. You cannot change what is not in your control. You know, it's funny. People can defer in their comments and concerns to why they believe we closed. But what else would I expect? People who know me and know the company, they know how hard we worked. and others who don't know. Overall, people are very understanding, but even those that are not, I don't let it fizz me. We're all given such a limited time here on Earth. Our goal is to find a way to live our soul's purpose. Sometimes you must do one thing to learn what you must do for the next big thing. I think the lesson in life that we are all meant to learn is that you do the very best you can. You walk through life, through business, and you put everything you can to make it work. But some things are out of our control, and that's okay. You win some, you lose some. Would I have done anything different? Well, hindsight is 20/20. So sure, I would have done a few things differently, but overall, I live with no regrets. I was able to help a lot of people through my company learn how to live a greener and more healthier lifestyle. I made amazing friends and amazing contacts. But I persevered. When others would have closed up shop, I gave it my all to make it work. In the end, I walk away with a smile. Naturally, there were some tears, but there is always tomorrow. That's the great thing about the sun. It rises every morning and sets every night. You get to start anew the following day. So what are your challenges currently? What is it that you're putting off today, thinking that you may do it tomorrow? What are you afraid of? Maybe you aren't putting all your effort into a new project for fear of failure, fear of critics. Maybe it's a new weight loss routine you're putting off because it's just too hard to start. Or a business plan that needs to be done to set things straight and enable you to focus on your end goal. I get that things are hard, but think of it like this. Wouldn't life be deathly boring if it was all easy? Your mind would never grow. Did you know the brain actually needs stress to learn and rewire itself? And no, not the kind of stress that keeps you awake at night, but a challenge, a constant stimulus, the kind that makes your heart pitter-patter quickly and then dissolve based on how you deal with it. I recently watched an amazing true story called The First Grader. What an amazing movie. It's about an 84-year-old Kenyan villager and ex-Mile Mile freedom fighter who fights for his right to go to school for the first time to get the education he could never afford. On the day it's announced that school is now free for everyone, he gets up and arrives at the front gates of the new school. He is told he is too old. He replies, "The radio said free for everyone." He is told that he doesn't have the right clothing. The next day, he goes down to the city to get clothing with what little money he has. He then goes back to school with the uniform he bought to match the school kids, and again, he's told he cannot come in. He now doesn't have the right books, pencils, etc. Again, he goes away, never angry, never defiant, but each time he returns, determined to go to school. This man is 84 years old, and all he wants to do is read, and the world is telling him he's too old. It's a waste of a free education. Children are the ones that need it. But he believes it's his right. Now, I'm not going to give away the entire story because that wouldn't be fair. But I completely can tell you to go and watch The First Grader. This is a true story of perseverance, something that we can all put in our life toolbox at any age, young or old. Perseverance is important because it helps you to keep moving forward and not to give up on your dreams. It's what pushes you to try again and again. The opposite of perseverance is giving up. And who wants to be a darn quitter? I certainly don't. I would rather try and fall than fail to try. It's a piece of cake to maintain your enthusiasm and drive when everything's peachy and just going oh so smoothly. But when challenges arise, and they always do, it can become increasingly difficult. Have you ever looked at a person and thought, oh, their life is so easy?
I wish my life was more like theirs. Did you know that most of us have two lives? The life we let the rest of the world see, and the life only the closest people in our world get to know. Everyone is struggling with some sort of a battle, be it finances, marital issues, children not doing well in school, jealousy, anger, addiction, depression. We are all dealing with something that feels like it may never pass. We feel alone. Our goal in life should be to embrace the fact that struggles arise in all our lives, and that we have a purpose in this life to learn from those struggles. Remember, never put someone up on a pedestal, because chances are they're facing their own inner demons just as much as you are. It's always best to be prepared for the bumps in the road of life, just because, quite honestly, they're bound to hit from time to time. The roller coaster of life. The best thing you can do to prepare and work through these times is work on your skills to boost and maintain your enthusiasm. Because enthusiasm can get you through a tremendous amount of fallouts and struggles. Positive thinking is key. It's such an important skill to have because it's your driving force that strengthens your will to succeed. So we've discussed what perseverance looks like, and we've touched on why it's a key to success. So let's focus on some tips to help you remain focused and enthusiastic so that you can attain your goal. Some tips I found from a really cool website called markpsychiatry.com sort of goes like this. Picture your resolution. So if you visualize yourself overcoming a challenge, it can provide you with a ray of sunshine while you're dealing with the storm. Avoid getting caught up in the struggle itself, or your mind will get used to a negative pattern of thinking, and what you think of expands. When you keep your mind on success, or at least getting through the current struggle, you can then make a clear plan to get you back on the road of achievement. Minimize stress. Make an active effort to reduce your stress in your life. Stress can cause you to dwell on your struggles. It causes you to think too much about all the negative things that are going on in your life. If you're too focused on your struggles, you'll have more trouble getting out of them, which could put a damper on your enthusiasm. A stress-free and clear mind is more likely to lend itself to the enthusiastic person that you know you can be. And quite honestly, I mean, living a stress-free life, it's kind of impossible. But if you can take a moment, you know, every day, 5-10 minutes, and whether you call it meditation or just clearing your mind, it doesn't matter. But clear your mind and focus on what you want and what is good. Stay focused. Work on maintaining your focus. You'll find that it's easier to sustain enthusiasm when you always know the direction in which you're headed. So if you know where you want to go, by staying focused will help you get there. It'll help you overcome the struggle that you're facing, and it'll focus you on success. Keep things fresh in your life. If you allow your life to fall into a stagnant pattern, that can become a struggle itself. Vary how you do things and take time to brainstorm new ideas. You can keep enthusiasm going with fresh thinking, fresh ideas. This is a big one. Avoid procrastination. It's important to keep yourself moving. If you feel that procrastination is creeping up on you, make an active effort to get rid of it by taking action. By taking action, you can get your enthusiasm back. Keep an open mind. Strive to keep your mind open to new ideas and new ways of doing things. Creative thinking is often backed by enthusiasm. Many great successful people from our history and in the past were creative thinkers with amazing enthusiasm. Don't sweat the little things. When you're dealing with small setbacks and little things that get in your way, remember that these things will not matter in the long run and in the grand scheme of things. Simply redirect your focus back to your plan, and you'll find that you can easily overcome these small annoyances. A great quote by Samuel Johnson says, "Great works are performed not by strength, but by perseverance." Remember, the greatest feeling of success comes from conquering great struggles. When you have a lot of obstacles to overcome on your way to the finish line, you'll feel a huge increase in pride and satisfaction when you finally achieve your success. After all, your success will be that so much sweeter. So I ask you again, what do you have that is challenging you right now? Get out there and take on that challenge full force. You can do it. You may fail. You may fall. You may even be criticized. But the critics will be the ones that are too afraid to go try it themselves. Jealousy is an evil master in some people's lives. Albert Einstein said it best. Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. Now, I'm sure your critics are not about to get violent, like our buddy Albert stated. But it puts into play that those who criticize you are not important. I mean, whoever you love, you'll accept their open-mindedness, you'll accept their positive criticism. But people you don't respect and people you don't love, the criticism doesn't matter. I need to be honest. There was a time in my life where I so badly cared what others thought I should be doing or what they would think if I failed at something. But that's exhausting. It's way too hard to try to please the world. You are all that matters. What you think of you is what matters. And the people you love and respect matter. So think of it like this. You go out and you try that thing. That's something you wanted to do, pushing aside for who knows how long, and it doesn't work out. You and I both know you're going to learn some very, very valuable lessons along the way. And if you persevere, and I know you will, you'll get up, brush yourself off, and go at it again in a different way. Or you will have valuable skills to put forth into your next challenge. You win. It's that easy. I believe in you. I believe you have something you have been putting off, something that you've been thinking of, something that's sitting on your mind, that's keeping you awake at night, making you hold your teeth clasped very high. An awkward conversation with someone, a decision that is life-changing, beginning that workout routine, starting to eat healthier. There's something in your life, something that you need to do, something that you need to do more of. And I swear, once you do it, once you embrace that challenge, you'll be glad you did. Whew. What a relief it will be to get that off your chest, off your mind. To release it will allow your creative juices to once again start flowing and on to the next challenge. And isn't that what it's all about anyway? Life is an emotional roller coaster. Like I said earlier, you win some, you lose some, but you never really lose. You take away lessons, tricks, tips. If I could give you any piece of advice, learn from others' mistakes. There's many people out there who have faced challenges different than yours. And I think the great gift that we have all been given is the ability to share our stories. And if you have that ability to share a story with someone you trust, a friend, a coworker, you may change the way they look at their life. You may change the way that they look at their challenge, their struggles. My mother always says there's always someone out there having a harder time than you. And I believe that to be true. And just as somebody out there is having a rougher time than me, there's someone out there who may look at me and think that my time is rougher than theirs. So by sharing our stories, we enable that power. We give people that ability to look at a struggle and look at a challenge with more respect. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for a new topic on life lessons. Have a great day. Ciao.